Hello, hello. Welcome to Open Mic. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, and we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples, among other Coast Salish nations. You can catch us online at cjsf.ca, and make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And you can also listen to our podcasts and of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. My name is Elena. I'm your host for the hour, and I'm actually really excited for today's show. We've got some local Vancouver music from Indigenous musician Russell Wallace, and we also have a track by Warm later in the show today. We also have an interview with the musician Russell Wallace, where we talk about growing up around Hastings Street in the 70s and the 80s. We also talk about his inspirations for music and stuff like that. So we've got that. And when I was picking out the tracks for today, I decided to make this a little love letter to the 80s and nostalgia. And right off the top, this is a disclaimer that I did not grow up in the 80s. I know nothing about the 80s. I just think that a lot of media brings a lot of nostalgia. And so I love 80s fashion, I love 80s music, I love 80s art. I think there's a lot of cool things that come out of the 80s, and it's still super influential today, and you can see the 80s influence in a lot of culture today. So I picked out some synth heavy tracks, we've got some new wave, some punk, and I've got some old picks straight from the 80s, and also some new picks inspired by the 80s, or that sound like 80s style music. I also want to note that when listening to music, especially on the radio, I really like songs that you can have on in the background when you're doing something, but also if you want to focus in on the music, you can do that. So hopefully, if you're doing something right now and have this on in the background, you can just leave it on in the background and jam out. Or if you do want to focus in on the music, listen to the tracks, yeah, you can do that as well. But before we get into the music, I do have a little bit of a story for you. So last week was my first time ever on air, on like, broadcasting on radio. And it went well. I was pretty happy with how it went. I finished up, I went home, and was feeling good about it. But as I was falling asleep that night, I was like playing through the day, you know, as you do. And I realized that instead of, I was referencing one of the rappers from Wu-Tang Clan, and I said his name was RZA instead of what it actually is, RZA. And I might have said RZA, or I might have said RZA, which is more embarrassing. But either way, I was pretty mortified that night and pretty embarrassed. And so now I can deal with that on air. But apologies for that mistake. And yeah, wanted to correct that. The reference I was making was to RZA, not RZA. I also want to mention that I think it was yesterday, I read that Rodriguez passed away. He passed away August 8th, most famous for his story. He's a very talented musician. Like, his music is great, and you should definitely check it out if you haven't already. But his story is pretty famous for the documentary Searching for Sugar Man, because his music was really popular in South Africa. But I mean, he's from Detroit, or the Detroit, Michigan area, and his music was not popular in the States at all, not popular in North America or on Turtle Island at all. But he had big success in South Africa, but he never saw any of that success monetarily, or he just didn't know he was super big in South Africa. So if you want to learn more about his story, and it is really interesting, go watch Searching for Sugar Man. It's a documentary. It's pretty well done. Let's get into today's tracks. Again, I've been listening to a lot of 80s music lately. I've had Hot Space by Queen on repeat, and I've also been listening to a lot of Talking Heads and stuff. So a lot of the tracks today are 80s influenced. This first block of tracks is heavy on the synth. So this first one I have for you is called Pseudoscience Fiction by Christian North. And Christian North is a Canadian musician. He's from Montreal. And this is the title track of his 2023 album, Pseudoscience Fiction. So let's get into this.
Another year. Bradley Avenue.
Apologies, I'm having some technical difficulties here. One second, let me get this sorted out. All right, I love technology. I love technology. It's even better when it works. Okay, I'm just gonna pull this up here. And hopefully I can get this going for you in a second. This next track that I'm going to play for you is called Ha Ha by Charlotte Adigéry and Bolis Pupul. That's P-U-P-U-L. P-U stinks in here. That's a joke, guys. But they are a Belgian-based duo. And this is from their 2020 album, or no, is it 2020 or 2022? Let me see real quick. This is from their 2022 album, Tropical Dancer. They do electronic, pop, a lot of really cool stuff, and they deal with topics of colonization, racism, misogyny, and they do it with a lot of wit and humor. So that's kind of what they're known for now. I really like their stuff. I think, yeah, it's very well done. So without further ado, I think I've got this set up now. This is Charlotte Adigéry and Bolis Pupul with Ha Ha. And that last track was Conical Disguise by M.D. Pallavi and Andy Otto. M.D. Pallavi is an Indian singer and actor, and then Andy Otto is a German electronic musician. And so I didn't know before hearing this track, but conical, the word, refers to a style of performance in South Indian Carnatic music where you perform percussion syllables vocally. So that combined with the kind of electronic techno background provides some really strong beats, and I really like that track. It is off of their album, their 2023 album, Song for Broken Ships. I really do love that album. I think you should check it out if you have the time. I think they are a duo to watch because that album is very good. There's a lot of variety in it. So yeah, go check it out. And I will be back with an interview with Russell Wallace right after this.
The Nikkei Garden Farmers Market is pleased to announce its return for the third year in a row, running from June to October. The market will take place on the second and fourth Sundays of each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visitors to the market can enjoy a relaxing stroll through the locally grown produce booths, indulge in the delicious locally crafted food, and explore unique artisanal goods made by local makers, while taking in the seasonal beauty of the Japanese garden. To learn more about this event, visit center.nikkeiplace.org. The Polygon Gallery is pleased to present Deckchair Cinema, an outdoor summer film series taking place on Kate's Deck, located on the waterfront directly in front of the gallery. Hosted for 10 Thursdays beginning June 29th, the screenings commence at sunset and will be complemented by music and entertainment leading up to curtain time. Admission to Deckchair Cinema is by donation and includes access to the gallery's summer exhibition, Jeremy Shaw, Phase Shifting Index. To learn more about this event, visit thepolygon.ca.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. If you're just tuning in, I'm Elena, and right now I have an interview with local Indigenous musician Russell Wallace, or Vancouver-based musician Russell Wallace. So I was lucky enough to attend his Salish singing workshop at the Create Arts Festival in Strathcona a couple weekends ago. And in that workshop, we learned some different Salish songs and learned about Salish singing techniques and kind of the structure and the history with some Salish songs. So it was a really interesting workshop, and Russell is like a great guy. He's a really good teacher, and he's very receptive and responsive to the learners, which I always like to see in teachers, and I appreciate. So if you ever do get the chance to go to one of his workshops, I really recommend it. He's a very kind person. So this interview was over Zoom, and we talk about music and creating music for different projects. We talk about Hastings in the 70s and 80s. We talk about nostalgia and inspiration. So I hope you enjoy it.
So could you introduce yourself for the listeners and tell us a little bit about where you're from?
Sure. Kathwa Alap. My name is Russell Wallace, and I am a composer, traditional singer, producer, teacher from the Stadtlium Nation and Lilawat Nation.
Thank you. And how did you get into music?
I've always loved music. My mom, we had music in the house constantly. I am the youngest of 11 children, and so I grew up listening to my parents' music and all my siblings' music. So I was exposed to a lot of things, like my parents love country music. My dad loved big band music, so, you know, we got to listen to Lawrence Welk. And my siblings, like, they were all over the place, like some of them like the, you know, Simon and Garfunkel and singer-songwriter stuff. My brothers were into the Rolling Stones and Jimi Hendrix and 10 Years After and all that kind of music. And, you know, some of my sisters were into like Motown, R&B back in the 60s and 70s. So it was quite a wide gamut of music I was exposed to. And I loved it. Like my brothers say when they were supposed to look after me, they would just plop me in front of the record player with all the records, and, you know, at 2-3 years old, I would, you know, put records on for me to listen to. And I couldn't read, like, but I just went by the color of the label, like, oh, this song has a song I like. It's got blue and gray, and, you know, later on I would know that's Motown, or, you know, Epic Records had a yellow label, or, you know, so I went. I discovered my music through colors. I didn't realize that. Huh, cool. All right, yeah. So, I love music all my life. My dream when I was 10 or 11 years old was to be working radio. And so, like, be a DJ or something really cool and hip like that. And by the time I was 16, I was working in radio we had a student show on Co-op Radio here in Vancouver back in the early 80s. And so we programmed everything. We, you know, did interviews. We had to learn how to edit on reel-to-reel tape. We had to turn on the radio station at that time and signal to the transmitter on Mount Seymour so it could be broadcast out. And so it was, it's amazing. Like, and yeah, community radio is very important to our communities. And so Co-op Radio and, you know, university stations are really necessary, and they give tools to people who can take that further in, you know, along in their career, or at least know what goes on behind the scenes and stuff like that. So yeah, and then I've never had any Western music training, so like all my work just came by playing by ear, like picking up the guitar, or later on renting MIDI equipment back in the 80s and samplers and stuff. And so all this I just learned from, technically, I guess I learned a lot of it from Co-op Radio, how to run a board, how to set up mics and stuff like that. But yeah, all the MIDI stuff I just rented and figured out how to do that. And so that kind of launched me into a career of doing music for film and theater and dance.
Thank you. It's so interesting that when I talk to Indigenous musicians, a lot of them are like, yeah, I taught myself. I had what I could get my hands on, and I just learned from there. And I do want to mention, you've created a lot of music. You have like a long history of creating music, and you've done it for a lot of different projects. So I'm curious for you, if there's a difference in creating or composing music for a certain project, like when you're commissioned to make